Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早晨。
Thank you, Jane. Yesterday we had a very successful carnival. I think it is on.
昨晚呢我哋有一个好成功嘅嘉年华会。
It was successful because there were a lot of heavy hammers and sharp throwing objects and no one got hurt.
成功的原因呢因为昨天我们有很多很重的锤或者一些很尖的东西但是呢没有人受伤。
But for sure, yesterday was successful because a lot of our families got to come out, they came into church, and I think that they felt that they trust our church, and that is most important.
昨晚其中另外一个很成功的原因呢就是很多家庭带着他们的小朋友来参加这个这么开心的聚会因为他们很信任我们。教会，这个是我们成功的其中一个原因。
Let's start with a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father God, we just thank you so much that you are our Father.
天父，我们好感恩，好感谢你是我们的父亲。
And we just want to come to you as children, children who want to admit that we don't know all the answers and that our ability is insufficient.
我们作为你的儿女来到你面前有很多东西我们都不知道很多答案我们都不知道。
Especially when it comes to the Bible and to your word, may we admit that we don't know everything and that we can't rely on our own ability, Father.
尤其是当讲到圣经或者是你的话语我们根本很多东西都不懂我们不能够靠我们的自己的智慧我们是一定要来到你面前依靠你
So for this time in the sermon when your word is revealed may we have such an open heart to accept the things you wish to teach us
凭着今天的经文求天父你将你的话语传给我们让我们能够得到领受
In Jesus' name we pray.
愿主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, for me, one of the best parts of ministry, one of the most thrilling parts, without a doubt, is raising up new believers.
对我来讲呢，作为牧者的工作呢，最开心的事当然是带领人信主啦。
Taking someone alongside, watching them grow, worshiping with them, becoming a blessing to them, and also being blessed by them, that is for sure one of the most fulfilling parts of ministry.
看着一个新信主的人成长，同他一起敬拜上帝，成为他们的祝福，亦都受到他们的祝福。无可否认呢这个是我最开心的事。
And undeniably, it's probably the major reason and the calling that I have to be a youth pastor.
这个也是我立志成为青年事工牧者的其中一个主要原因。
And so the opposite is true, that the saddest thing when it comes to ministry is watching someone lose their faith, becoming weak in their convictions,giving the devil a foothold and seeing their faith disappear.
相反，在教会里面最令人伤心的事呢，就莫过于见到有人信心软弱，让魔鬼有机可乘，最后甚至远离神。
I still remember a time when one of my high school friends, a friend that I helped bring to church, I emphasize me because it was hard for me to bring anyone to church,I remember they came to me and they asked me a simple question, Justin, is it wrong to go clubbing?
我记得我曾经带我一位中学的同学回教会。我强调是我带他回教会，因为邀请朋友回教会呢，对我来讲是一件很难的事。那这个女仔呢，就信了主，亦都开始参加教会的活动。那有一天呢，她就问我， Justin,去玩去花天酒地是不是坏事来的
And in my head, I knew exactly what kind of clubbing she was talking about. A place where there is heavy drinking, heavy smoking, sexual promiscuity, and an environment of just pure lustful thoughts.
咁当然我明白佢所指嘅花天酒地系乜嘢啦？佢即系话去跳舞啊、饮酒啊、食烟啊，甚至滥交，去一啲充满情欲放纵、邪情恶念嘅地方。
And so immediately, without a doubt in my head, I said, "Yes, going clubbing is bad."
咁于是好即刻我就话，梗系唔好啦。
And then she said to me, "Well, then why do some people in the church go clubbing?"
跟住佢就问，咁点解教会入边有啲人又去玩呢
？And at that point, I just didn't know what to say.
嗰阵时我真系唔知道点答佢。
I was at a loss for words because in that moment, I didn't want to defend the behavior of my brothers and sisters in Christ, nor did I want to defend them or to say that they are in the right as well.
当时我真系无言以对，因为我唔想为嗰啲有不良行为嘅弟兄姊妹辩护，亦都唔能够当场谴责。
And yet standing before me was a new believer in Christ, even more confused than I was.
而呢个新信主嘅朋友呢，我肯定佢系比我更加困惑。
When today's topic is being entrusted with the gospel, we have to think critically what that means, because if we aren't careful, then we will undoubtedly run into situations that will be just like the story I just shared.
今日我哋个题目系受托于荣耀福音，我哋必须好好思考其中嘅意思。假如我哋唔小心咧，就好容易遇上好似我头先提及嘅故事咁嘅情形。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16 and 17, it says, "For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." If I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
哥林多前书第九章十六至十七节咁样讲：我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心作这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
Like Paul in the Bible, we are entrusted with the gospel.
好似保罗一样，我哋好多都系受到神将福音交托俾我哋。
In fact, this church is entrusted with the gospel.
而呢个教会咧，亦都系受托于荣耀福音嘅。
And it's not just in preaching, although that is the word used in this text, but it also means when we teach and when we model what the gospel means.
咁唔单止系传福音啊，虽然喺呢一段经文入边咧，用咗传福音呢个字眼，而且系包含教导同埋建立一个好榜样。
We are entrusted to make the gospel known throughout all people of all nations of all generations. We are entrusted to that gospel.
我哋系为咗将呢个福音传遍所有人、所有嘅国家，而且系世世代代咁传落去。
When I think about this task that has been given to us, I immediately think about how a bank would treat your money.
当我谂到将呢个福音呢个责任交俾我哋嘅时候，我就谂到银行同埋钱嘅关系。
So let's think about this. When you entrust your money to a bank, your hard-earned money, how do you expect the bank to handle your money?
咁你谂下。将你辛辛苦苦揾翻嚟嘅钱交俾银行，你谂住银行系点样管理你啲钱呢
？A bank is supposed to keep your money safe.
个银行系应该系保证你啲钱系安全噶啦。
A bank is supposed to keep your money accessible.
银行系应该让你可以好方便咁提取你啲钱啦。
A bank is supposed to let your money grow.
银行亦都系会帮你有资产增值。
A bank is supposed to take good care of your money.
银行咧系应该小心管理你嘅钱嘅。
So when I think about the church that has been entrusted with the gospel, I think about a church that needs to be the exact same, which means A church needs to keep the gospel safe, which means not to be twisted by the influence of the world.
咁我諗起呢，其实教会受福音呢、这个荣耀福音所托呢，其实係一样㗎。教会呢係应该係令到呢个福音係安全㗎啦，好好地保管佢，唔好受世俗嘅价值观影响以至到扭曲。
And a church needs to be to the gospel, to let it be accessible to those who seek it, which means we ought not to be a hindrance for those who are looking for Jesus.
咁福音呢係好容易俾嗰啲寻求福音嘅人接触得到啦，我哋唔可以成为嗰啲寻求福音嘅人嘅阻滞。
And as a church entrusted with the gospel, we have to let the gospel grow, meaning it ought to multiply from person to person, which is often understood as the Great Commission.
而教会呢係要个责任係让个福音广传，让信主嘅人呢一路係咁增长啦。
If a bank is not keeping your money safe or accessible, what would you think of that bank?
如果银行冇好好小心咁保管你啲财产，或者好容易咁让你攞到，你估呢间银行会点啊？
You would think that the bank is mismanaging your money, and rightfully so.
咁当然你会系认为呢个银行系处理得唔好啦，冇妥善处理啦。
You would think the bank has misused its power and position, and without a doubt, you would probably want to take your money and bring it to another bank.
咁你会觉得呢个银行系滥用佢嘅职权，咁唔使谂，你就会将啲钱拎去第度啦。
We are entrusted with the gospel, yet there are times where we abuse that trust, and it creates a hindrance and a boundary for people to understand and to receive that gospel.
我哋受荣耀福音托所托，但系咧有时我哋系会滥用我哋呢个托管嘅职权，令到福音系受到限制。
Well, how do we abuse that trust? Well, Paul shares it in the passages that we are reading.
咁我哋点样去滥用我哋嗰个托管嘅职权呢？保罗喺哥林多前书分享佢嘅经验。
And most of the stories involve how Christians are becoming a hindrance to the gospel instead of us being bridges to the gospel.
大部分是讲及基督徒怎样变成传福音的障碍。
One of the better known problems that existed in the early church was the problem of Christians eating foods that are sacrificed to idols.
有一个比较惯常见的问题呢，就是早期的基督徒呢，他们是有食拜祭偶像的食物。
And actually, to this very day, we still have that same problem. Well, same situation. If you go into some Chinese restaurants or Asian restaurants in general, you will see a red shrine that's kind of small with incense in there, and you would see some fruits offered to this idol.
其实今时今日呢都仍然有咁嘅情形啊，或者你去一啲中国人或者亚洲人嘅餐馆呢，你会见到佢哋有一啲神台啊咁样，咁佢哋点香啦，同埋摆一啲祭物，例如係橙之类嘅咁嘅嘢。
And in the first century or in Paul's time, there were believing Christians who knew that they had freedom in Christ.They were free to eat anything. It doesn't matter if it has been sacrificed to an idol. There is no power in that. But at the same time, there were new believer Christians who struggle in understanding their new life in Jesus and leaving their old understanding of life.
咁喺保罗嘅时代咧，咁嗰啲信咗主嘅基督徒，当然佢哋明白喺基督之内，佢哋有自由。咁佢哋可以食呢啲祭物係冇问题嘅。但係好多新信嘅呢，佢哋係冇呢个知识喎。
And as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, there would be nothing wrong with eating the pagan foods. But the problem is, it acted as such a controversy that according to Paul, it was better not to eat as to make your brother stumble in his faith.
保罗在哥林多前书这样讲过，他说食这个祭祀偶像的食物呢，本身是没什么大的问题， 但是如果这个行为是引起争端，令到那些初信的弟兄成为他们的绊脚石，那最好你们不要吃。
It would be a hindrance to the gospel if we acted as distractions, as people without love, people without compassion.
假如我们的行为令到人们感到困扰，或者是觉得我们没有同情心，没有爱心，那就会造成传福音的障碍。
A very long time ago, I was at a church camp, and we were playing some playing cards because it was camp, of course.
好久之前呢，咁我参加教会嘅露营啦，咁我带咗啲 pair 牌去玩，咁因为去露营嘛，咁去玩。
And some of the games that you'd play is slapjack or seven level pig, where you collect all four and you touch your nose. Those are the typical games that you'd play at camp.
咁我哋玩嗰啲好譬如好似潜乌龟啊、冚棉胎啊，咁嗰啲好简单嘅游戏啫。
But then one of the pastors took me aside and said, "Justin, I'd like you to put your playing cards away for the remainder of the camp because there's an issue here." And I would say, "What's the issue?"
咁其中一个牧者咧就话 ，Justin， 我想你收埋你啲 pair 牌唔好玩啊，因为有少少嘅问题。咁我就话咩问题咧
？And the pastor said that there was someone in the congregation who was battling with an addiction of gambling, and the playing cards were a reminder of him of his struggle and his faith. And my pastor said, if you can just put those away, that will be a show of love.
咁呢位牧者咧就话，因为喺我哋嘅会众入边咧，其中有位弟兄，佢系正在好努力咁样去戒除佢个赌嗰个癖瘾。咁如果佢见到啲 pair 牌咧，就会令佢谂翻起佢呢个癖瘾。咁所以咧，为咗尊重呢位弟兄，最好你收埋副 pair 牌，唔好再拎出嚟。
But since I was young, or I should say younger, I was not understanding at all. I was not caring.I was foolish and I was immature. I thought to myself, how unreasonable that playing cards could be so detrimental to someone's faith in Jesus.
咁因为我当时咧仲系好后生啦，好年轻啦，咁我就唔系好明白，咁亦都唔系好关心，咁我系好幼稚，咁我就喺度谂。有乜理由我副 pair 牌会造成人哋信耶稣嘅障碍呢
？I would even go on to say, "Oh, that person, he is so immature." I would even say, "Oh my goodness, that person, he needs to grow up." Or I would even say, "That person, he needs to get with the times."
咁我当时甚至谂，咁佢好唔成熟啫。咁好心佢啦，佢自己应该搞得掂㗎喎，唉真係啊咁。
But I knew that I was very wrong, and I was the one being very immature.
咁呢我知道其实呢唔成熟嗰个其实係我自己，当时我係好错㗎。
Paul tells us that we are entrusted with the gospel not to boast and to say how morally righteous we are,But to forgo those rights and to build others up.
保罗话俾我哋听，当我哋受托于荣耀福音咧，唔系去夸口话我哋有几咁有道德，或者系有几咁公义，而系要放低我哋嘅权柄，建立他人。
So not only does Paul tell us, but he also demonstrates it by himself in verse 18. And I know we cut off on verse 17.But let me read to you verse 18. It says, What then is my reward? Just this, that in preaching the gospel, I may offer it free of charge, and so not make full use of the rights as a preacher of the gospel.
保罗唔单止咁样同我哋讲，佢亦都系亲自作为一个榜样。喺第十八节咁样讲，既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
Now this is kind of difficult to understand, so please bear with me, Paul knows that a worker is worth his wage. And if a worker can do better in his job or in his task, he deserves to be paid the fair amount. He even indicates this in verse 9.
这段经文是比较难明的。 保罗他明白一个工人他是应当得他合乎他表现水准的报酬。保罗也在第九节这样提过。
And in fact, Paul himself, he qualifies to be that worker. Why? Paul is a gifted preacher. He is a dedicated missionary, meaning that he has the right of being paid. But Paul wants to make every effort, and he wants to ensure that there is no stumbling block for any of the new believers in his church in Corinth.
虽然保罗他无可否认是满有能力的传道者，他是应该有得这个报酬的权利，但是他为着不想成为当时新信主的弟兄的绊脚石，他甚至放下他得工钱的权利。
And to understand this stumbling block, we have to remember this is Paul's missions field. So let me ask you to imagine yourself as a missionary, someone who would go out to a remote land, and you started a church there with perhaps a dozen families. And then the next thing you say to them is, you all have to give me money so that I am well taken care of. How would you feel?
咁样讲呢，因为哥林多呢系当时保罗佢去传道嘅地方。你试想象一下，一个传道人、一个宣教士，去到一个好贫困嘅地方呢，咁佢准备建立一间新教会。咁当时呢系有一啲信众啦。咁喺你讲到嘅时候，你就同佢哋讲：喂，你哋要出粮俾我㗎喎，咁我先可以生活㗎。你估佢哋有咩反应啊？
As a missionary, Paul did not want any miscommunication or suspicion with his new community. He wanted to build them up in love and in care, even though he had the right of being paid as worker.
作为传道者，保罗呢，佢系想以爱心同埋关怀建立当时嘅教会。佢唔想因为怀疑或者系误解呢，构成阻碍。
Now please, let us not miscommunicate what I am saying. This is currently not a public declaration that I am suddenly giving up my benefits and support from this current ministry, and that tomorrow I'm going to be a tent maker all day. But what I am saying is this. I'm saying that if money is ever of a distraction or a point of concern, or even if I become a full-fledged missionary in some remote land, then yes, I am willing to relinquish any of the benefits that will come before me because of my local community.
大家唔好误会啊，我唔系喺度宣布话我忽然间放弃教会俾我嘅福利同埋支持。咁但系我想讲嘅咧就系，假如金钱系成为传福音嘅障碍，或者有一日我成为全职嘅宣道者。
Which is why exactly that the model of missionary work that we have is that we have churches that send missionaries to another part of the land. And we are the sending church. And we support that missionary in some way or fashion, spiritually, financially, so that we can eliminate that kind of suspicion that exists out there. This is why our church send so many missionaries out there. It's why our church continually support them and will continually do so in the future.
咁呢个正正系我哋有支持宣教士嘅弟兄教会嘅原因。我哋呢系用唔单止系金钱啦，或者系物质上啊。 去支持呢啲宣教士，我哋一路系咁样去支持呢啲差派去唔同地方宣教嘅弟兄。
So brothers and sisters, when God entrusts us this gospel, the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ, we have to treat it so critically. We cannot take it lightly.
弟兄姊妹，我们受托于荣耀福音这个非常重要的任务，我们必须要谨慎小心，不能够掉以轻心。
We can't let our pride, we can't let our egos and our sense of entitlement, we can't let that to get in the way of spreading the gospel.
我们不能够让我们的自我或者我们个人的权益成为传福音的障碍。
Do we sometimes look around the church and then we see people that we might not like and then we say to ourselves, wow, why is this person at this church? Why can't they go to another church? This church is for mature Christians.
我们会不会有时呢回到来望下，这样的人都可以来这间教会，其实他们应该去第道，他们不应该来这里。
Do you sometimes think, ah, I am offering so much money to the church. Other people should be offering as much money as I am. If they aren't offering the same amount or more, they are not good Christians.
又或者我们会不会有时想，我奉献这么多钱给这间教会，那其实所有人都应该好像我这样，如果不是呢，他们就不是一个好的基督徒了。
Do you sometimes think that, oh, I am such a mature Christian. I am able to watch all kinds of movies. Movies that are full of vulgar language, sexual promiscuity. It doesn't affect me because I am so mature.
又或者有没有试过想说，我是一个这么成熟的基督徒，那就算我看一些充满暴力啊、污言秽语的电影呢，都不会对我有什么影响。
Do we sometimes think,that this church is only a church for Chinese people. And that if a new believer would come into this place not understanding of our Chinese customs and culture, they are the ones that ought to learn, and we are not the ones who ought to come to them.
又或者有没有试过想说，我们这间教会呢是给我们中国人的。那如果有新信者来到，他不明白我们中国人的文化呢，那他们呢就要改变。就不是我们迁就他。
Because if we are thinking these things, maybe not saying them, but if you're thinking of them, anything remotely similar to that, it means that we've put our selfish egos first, and we've made the gospel second.
我们未必会这样讲，但是当我们这样想的时候呢，也就是说，我们就将我们的自我摆出来先，而不是福音。
Brothers and sisters, we are entrusted with the gospel. It does not come number two. It does not come number three. It is number one.
弟兄姊妹，我们是受托于荣耀福音。这个不应该是第三位、第二位，而应该是第一位。
And we are entrusted with this gospel. We are like a bank for its money. We have to keep it safe. We have to keep it accessible. We have to let it multiply and grow.
我们这个托管的责任呢，就好像银行那样，不单止要令到它安全，人家容易拿到，同埋呢是要有增长。
And I'll finish off with a very common story that you already know. There is a master who had three servants.
完结之前呢，我讲一个故事，你们相信都会听过了，就是一个主人和三个仆人的故事。
A master with three servants. He gave the first servant five bags of gold.
这个主人呢就给第一个仆人五袋金啦。
And he gave the second servant two bags of gold.
第二个仆人呢他就给两袋。
And he gave the last servant one bag of gold.
最后那个呢他就给一袋金他。
So the master left for a short time.Putting the servants in charge of things that they can handle.
咁于是乎咧，个主人就离开，咁啊，将啲事务交低俾啲仆人，等佢哋处理啦。
And after a while, the master came back to see what the servants had done with the bags of gold he'd entrusted them with.
咁之后咧，个主人就翻嚟，咁啊睇下呢几个仆人咧就点样处理佢啲金。
So the first servant, who was given five bags of gold.He said, here you go. I have received five more.
第一个仆人呢拿到五袋金那个呢就说，主人你看看我赚多五袋。
And the second servant, who was given two bags of gold, he said, Master, look, I've earned two extra bags of gold.
第二个攞两袋金嗰个仆人呢，佢就话主人，我同你赚多两袋。
But the last servant with the one bag of gold said he was afraid, and he hid his bag of gold into the ground, and he did nothing with it.
最尾嗰个一袋金嗰个咧，佢就话我好惊佢唔见咗啊，于是乎咧就将佢埋咗喺地下。
And so the master said, I'm going to take away your bag of gold, and I'm going to give it to someone else.
于是个主人就对佢讲话，我要攞翻你嗰袋金，将佢俾第二个人。
Let's pray.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we ask you to forgive us of all the times we have been a hindrance to the gospel.
天父，我哋请求你原谅我哋好多时成为传福音嘅绊脚石。
Your anger burns against us, but yet we know that your love is more and that your grace is more.
你嘅愤怒我哋感受得到，但系我知道你嘅爱你嘅恩典系更加大。
So Father, may we humble ourselves so much that we no longer put our rights as mature Christians for freedom and do whatever we want. Father, let us belittle ourselves so that we can continually bring up those around us.
天父，让我们谦卑我们自己放低我们自以为成熟的想法，放低我们的自我，去带领其他人得到福音。
Father, we are still here. You allow us to worship here because we know that you have still entrusted us with this gospel. Father, let us not fail you. Let us be humble servants and let us just offer everything we have to you.
天父，你容让我们在这里继续崇拜你，让我们一路是谦卑我们自己全然的献上。
We pray all this in Jesus' most precious name.
我们的祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.